This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. This weekend edition, we have a slightly different format because Al is currently out of the studio this week, and I am on the road. I have been in Spain for the last 2 weeks, as you are hearing this, and I have to give a big shout-out to a good friend of mine, Ignacio Lares, who threw a great wedding, and that's what brought us to Spain. And also a big thank you goes out to Chris Temple, who covered all of the daily editorials for this week. And we'll also be covering the second hour of this weekend show. I have the first hour all to myself, and I am starting off by bringing on a new guest, a guest that I was introduced to by, who many of you know, Laura Stein. His name is Mr. Simon Hunt. He is based in the UK and has a strategic services advisory firm that he had sent me a few of his reports, and I have to say, they are extraordinarily interesting, and I really think that everyone should pay attention closely to what Mr. Hunt has to say. So, Simon, to kick us off, can you give us a little background about how you got into the industry and what made you start up this services firm, please?
As a kid, I grew up in the copper industry because my father was connected with the copper industry in what was then called Northern Rhodesia. And after finishing at university in Belgium, I joined one of the two big copper companies there called Rhodesian Selection Trust as a personal assistant to the chairman. And then I decided to move out of Rhodesia back into London, joined the opposition, Anglo-American, helped start up an international copper advisory group, had a few years in the City of London, then established a consultancy called Brooke Hunt & Associates, and 20 years later, it grew too big, and I decided to leave and to start up my current company called Simon Hunt Strategic Services, where we cover first the global macroeconomy, often taking non-consensus views, then looking at China, since I've been in China since 1993, and my partner in Beijing since 1978, and finally we put all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together and then look at copper.
Well, and what I found so interesting, Simon, is your first views on the macro situation around the world. It was the first report that I read of yours before I even got into some of the reports that focused on what was going on in China. And you are right, it's not necessarily the consensus view, but that being said, you put forth some very interesting points. Can you please share with us your general macro sense of what is happening in the world, since we are in very interesting, I would have to say, financial times?
Sure. First of all, we have to understand that we are seeing the fusion of geopolitics and economics. A lot of what is driving the global economy, or at least I should say not driving it, is geopolitics. There is, from Washington, or a certain segment of the Washington hierarchy, mostly run by the neoconservatives, that wish to contain Russia, wish to contain China. And in fact, if you go back to Brzezinski's book that he wrote, The Grand Chessboard, in 1997, he actually said that should any one or more countries come to dominate Asia, then America should stop that developing any further. So we have on this one hand this policy from Washington, and on the other hand, you have got about half the world no longer wants to be dominated by America, either politically or financially, in the form of the dollar being the sole reserve currency. So you have to have this big picture as your background when you're looking at developments in the global economy. And really, the global economy, we're reaching the end road. Debt, it continues to grow faster than GDP. We have rumblings in the financial sector, particularly in the derivative market. You can see how bank shares are performing. It's telling you a story. There's a real soft belly there. And I think probably the black swan, in inverted commas, will derive from developments within derivative markets. Meanwhile, the central banks continue to want to hold the big picture together until they've got their own act together. So as this year evolves, and as we will probably see sometime during the summer, a very big correction in equity markets globally, you're then going to see central banks throwing even more money into the system, even in the knowledge it has no lasting impact. And by the time we get into the fourth quarter, post the IMF meeting in early October, when the Chinese RMB is formally admitted into the SDR, then we will start seeing a secular decline in the dollar, which will last 5 to 7 years. So what are fund managers going to do? They hold mountains of paper assets. How are they going to hedge that paper, given what central banks are doing and given what we will probably see happening to the US dollar? So number one, the hedge will, of course, be in gold. And number two, it will probably extend into base metals, as they have done in the past. And this development won't just be in Western markets. I think it'll happen in China too, because China really has a slightly different development, and that is that their banks too are overloaded with commodity loans taken out at significantly higher prices. So their banks are suffering. So they need higher commodity prices. Secondly, China does not want to hold US dollars. So there is a reason to start stockpiling in larger quantities those commodities that they import in size. There is a security issue. Relationships between China and America are not good.
Sorry, Simon, yeah, if I could just jump in here, I think that we are, first of all, running out of time in this segment. We will have you back next segment, but there are, I believe, most of our audience would agree with you that the banking system around the world has gotten itself into trouble, and now they are simply just trying to at least kick the can further down the road, and the tensions will continue to build between, let's say, the Western world and what's going on in China, something that we'll discuss more of in the second segment, including your outlook on what you think will be happening with the copper industry. So everybody stick around. We are going to be right back with Simon Hunt.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Mr. Simon Hunt. Simon, at the tail end of last segment, you were discussing the, I guess, growing tensions between the U.S. and China, and also China's, let's say, long-term goals of how to diversify out of the dollar. Can you continue with that, please?
I think, first of all, one must understand that for many reasons, China does not want to hold dollars. So it will be running down very significantly its holdings of U.S. Treasury securities, etc. Also, with the relationships between China and America deteriorating, they have to have a plan B in case America decides to choke off one or more of the sea route choke points. So therefore, China needs to build, as an insurance, enough commodities to see them through that particular period. So when I put all of these developments together, I think that over the next 12, 18 months, you're going to see a significantly larger acquisition by China's government for commodities for stockpiling purposes.
So we already have heard of many stories about China stockpiling certain base metals and other commodities, but you think this will almost exponentially increase in the next 12 to 18 months, is that correct?
Yes, China over the last couple of years has probably stockpiled something like 150 to 200,000 tons of copper a year. But at the same time, they have a policy to change over their stock. So they'll sell into the market some old stock and replace it with new stock. What I think is going to happen is that you're going to see a multiple of those tonnages being bought.
So is this boom then over the 12 to 18 months, is this almost going to be a euphoria stage for the metal or for the base metal in copper, followed by what, some form of a crash?
Well, I think euphoria, it's going to be a very strong bull market. It ain't going to last long because the macro picture tells you that starting the end of next year, if not earlier, the world is going to go into recession, and it will be an extremely deep one. But the real, what will also drive, in quotes, demand, not consumption, is that central banks will throw everything later this year into the kitchen sink to try to save the system at a time when the dollar will be starting its secular decline. And asset managers will be saying, where do we hide? Obviously, the first one is gold. But secondly, it will spill over into the base metal sector. People will want things, not paper.
Hard assets.
Yeah. So we are actually going to see demand for copper coming from different sources. But interestingly, at a time when if you look at the global leading indicators like TrueM1, they are essentially telling us, contrary to what the media is telling you and most analysts, is that when we get into the fourth quarter, we are very likely to see synchronized global recovery. That's what the monetary indicators are telling us.
That's an interesting comment there, Simon. Can you elaborate?
Well, if you look at true global M1, it's actually telling you that. M2 is supporting that. But it will happen at a time when the whole supply chain within the manufacturing sector, that is from the fabricator all through to the end-use producer, whether an appliance or a transformer, hold virtually no inventory. And it's the inventory cycle within the manufacturing chain that gives you your peaks and your dramatic falls in real consumption. So when you add all these things together, we are all going to be surprised how strong the base metal sector is going to be, and one that will last, as I said before, 12 to 18 months.
Well, Simon, we are definitely going to have you back on the show and keep exploring this macro picture, because what you point out is very definitely what could be happening almost behind the scenes. And if that momentum does start picking up, then that boom in, especially the base metals, I think would catch many people by surprise, especially those that focus not necessarily on the global picture, but more of a North America domestic picture, because they're not seeing any sort of real pickup in any manufacturing or consumption. So understanding that China would be stockpiling is actually what would lead to this boom, but then also for the global situation. But then after this boom, when you talk about this real crash, will it be due to the tensions between the U.S. and China escalating further?
I think to answer that, you have to tell me who's going to be the next president.
That is tough for me to do. And let me just put it this way, that I think either way, it will be an interesting situation.
That's for sure.
I know that you only cover copper, but do you think that the precious metals will lead this rise up in copper? Do you think copper and the base metals will almost be a beast of their own?
I think there will be a strong correlation. I suspect that the gold market is probably a bit overbought at the moment, so I'd be looking for a correction. But as we get into the fourth quarter and beyond, we will see significantly higher gold prices. And I would say that time we get into 23, 24, the world will be back onto a gold standard.
Wow. Well, there you go, everybody. That's a very interesting call from Simon Hunt. Simon, I find what you write about very interesting, and I recommend that, as I said, everybody follow along with what Simon does and what he says. We will be having him back on the show. Also, please weigh in on the blog on our website and let us know what you think about his take on what is happening in China with his macro picture, as well as the base metals, because even if you do look at them in on a shorter term chart, this year has gotten off to a good, all but choppy start to the year. And if we do see that boom in the next 12 to 18 months, then that crash that a lot of people are looking for could very well happen and could very well surprise some people if we are seeing the almost inflation in commodity prices across the board. Simon, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product. and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed the first two segments. We're going to switch focus a little bit, bringing on one of my favorite junior mining, junior exploration analysts, Brent Cook from Exploration Insights. Brent, we have a lot to cover. I want to talk about a couple of companies that I know you are following or have been following for a while, but they also seem to be stories that investors are paying attention to. The first one I want to start talking about is Colorado Resources. If people have followed the Colorado story, it was about 3, maybe 4 years ago that Colorado came out with a very nice drill hole up in northern BC. Unfortunately, this drill hole didn't turn out to be anything much larger than that one hole, and the stock dropped back down. But this year, especially in the last 2 months, the stock has gone through quite an appreciation from, let's say, around 6 cents the whole way up to just north of 30 cents. Can you explain to us why you like this Colorado story, please?
Well, I can. And I think, you know, the discovery they made, the rock discovery 3 or so years back, it's a small deposit. It turned out to be a small plug into a weak porphyry, so there wasn't much to it, and the stock dropped from what, $1.60 to eventually 5 cents during the bear market. What has intrigued me about this company is the properties they picked up in the Golden Triangle up there, where Pretium and Seabridge and the Eskay Creek deposit are all found, the Snip deposit. So it's a very, very rich area. They've got 4 actual targets, if you will, on the KSM property. One of them is Enel, which is defined by over 1.5 square kilometers golden soil anomaly, which is really, really large, with the soil getting up over a gram per ton in some of the samples. It's related to an intrusive And the alteration system is extremely intense. It's large. Individual sampling up there gets you some high-grade gold numbers. Previous drilling on the wrong concept, I think, got some very high-grade intercepts. So it has all the ingredients we're looking for in an exploration project. And it's got size. It's got strength. It's got strong gold and related mineralization. It's in the right area, and it therefore offers the chance of a major discovery. I mean, the stock has gone from 5 cents to 35 cents this year. Still a market cap pre-financing of about $25 million. But if they can find what, you know, we're hoping that they can find what the indications suggest, there's still room to move on it. I don't see any urgency to buy it. There's something we're accumulating in the 35 cent range.
So just to be clear, the company is going through a financing right now, which I assume will fund it through this, at least initial exploration program. Brent, when you're looking at a company like this that has picked up land in these hot districts, I would say, what the Golden Triangle is in BC, is this more of a get on board early so that even if one of the other competitor type of companies hits, it does even show more interest in the area and then money could even further flow into these properties that are beside these big exploration plays?
Well, maybe, but I think in the case of Colorado, what we're doing is getting in sort of early. Obviously, if we'd have bought back when nobody liked it or knew about it, it'd been better. But I think we're getting in sort of early on the anticipation of positive drill results. Now, the other way to play this is just as smart, I think, is wait until that discovery drill hole. If you understand what it means, buy in then. I'm sure you'll pay up some, but your risk is much reduced as well.
All right, Brent, let's switch focus into another company, a company that I know the management fairly well. They were the story of the PDAC, I think it was 2 years ago. This company is Mariana Resources. Their property is in Turkey, and another issue is they are listed on the AIM over in London. However, there are some developments with this property, and I know that the management keeps on talking about going to list on the TSX, I believe the venture. What's your take on this?
It's Mariana's got a major discovery. They're 30% partner with a Turkish mega conglomerate, so they've got, you know, the right contacts and such, but they've only got 30%. I visited this about a year ago. It's, in my opinion, a gold-rich volcanogenic massive sulfide deposit. Drill results just put out last week suggest to me they may have found the hot heat source, if you will, of this sulfide mineralization. If we're correct, that opens up the opportunity for a replication of that deposit another 300 to 400 or 500 meters to the south. Right now, they've got a high-grade core of 1.5 million ounces grading 36 grams gold equivalent within a total resource of about 3 million ounces at 13 grams gold equivalent. So this is a very, very rich deposit. It's open. It's clearly economic. And the bonus here is it's going to be trading in on the Toronto Exchange probably sometime this summer. Until now, you can only buy it on AIM, which is a real hassle. Not a good place to buy and sell junior stocks like this. But once it moves over to Toronto, and I think they're rolling back as well, so they're going to roll back their share count, it may be a lot more appealing to the general public here in North America.
So coming out of Mariana, you're expecting some more drill results that further prove up or even make their property more high grade than it currently is.
I think there's a good shot they'll find additional deposits along this trend.
Okay. Very interesting. I know, as I said, this story was brought to a lot of people's attention at PDAC a couple years ago. Since then, I think the company has continued to expand their property, but the access to the AIM has, I think, held back a lot of other investors. Let's wrap it up talking about one more company, Brent, a bigger company, and that is Nevsun Resources with their approved combination or going through the combination with Reservoir Minerals. What attracts you to this story?
Well, they've got something like $400 million in the bank. Their deposit and mine in Eritrea, they built under budget and ahead of schedule. It's a very profitable deposit. Started off gold, got into some high-grade copper, and now it's moving into the primary copper. Next year, they start producing zinc. So it's the timing is really good in terms of the metals. And then they've got additional discoveries on trend that are looking pretty darn good. They just released a drill hole on a new discovery this week, which was 31 meters of about 1.3% copper and 14% zinc. So they've got a new discovery. The mill, everything's been built there. And then they just acquired Reservoir Minerals, a stock that we held for a long time, with their very high-grade deposit in a reservoir. And they're able to be developing that underground deposit. So I think, yeah, you've got good operators that own and operate high-grade deposits that are going to be building a second very high-grade deposit in Serbia.
Now, just as a side comment that I think we need to make here, Brent, is everybody does need to be aware that Brent holds shares in, if not all, a number of these companies, and he discloses that fully in his newsletter. So please just know that you are getting some nice insights into what Brent writes about in his newsletter, Exploration Insights. I highly recommend going to check out that newsletter at explorationinsights.com. Brent, in about 30 seconds, can you tell us right now for this market, is it a stock picker's market? Is it a dive in head first, or is it a wait and hold period?
I think it's time to start accumulating over the summer, which I expect to be pretty dead. The best of the junior explorers, most of the good deposits have been acquired by the major mining companies, and I think the action is going to roll down into the exploration side of things. What you want to own is competent people with the cash and projects that offer the potential of a real discovery, as opposed to someone just recycling old dog projects.
All right, there you have it, Brent. I think that is a spot-on comment to wrap this up in. Thanks again for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it, other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, right before I throw the next hour over to our good friend Chris Temple, who has done a great job filling in for Al and I this week. I have on the line with me a guest who I brought on last time I talked with him at the New Orleans Investment Conference, put on by, again, one of our friends, Brian London. I have James Turk. He is also co-author with John Rovino, the book The Money Bubble. I recommend people checking that out. Also founder of Gold Money, also known as BitGold out there. I know there's a lot of interest on our site in what BitGold has been doing and also what James has to say. So, James, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Corey.
James, let's start off by talking about the general environment around metals and how I find that it has changed over the last, let's say, 3 years. I remember 3 years ago, obviously, when the metal was heading down, everyone was pointing to the physical demand out of China, out of India, for the most part out of the East, that would essentially drive gold higher, or should be driving gold higher. Now, especially in 2016, we have a completely different environment. We are back to people being a little bit more worried about inflation, which will be discussed more in the second hour with Chris Temple. We also have people worried more about the banking system, people worried more about debt. This is what drives demand more essentially for gold, especially out of the West. Can you discuss this change in attitude and maybe even getting back to more of the fundamental drivers of gold?
Yeah, it's a good observation, Corey. What's changed is that there's a lot of nervousness in the West. People are concerned about things like inflation. They are concerned about the safety of the banking system. They are concerned about the rapid growth in debt, the ongoing federal budget deficits. So when you have this nervousness, so when these concerns grow, you basically look for safe havens. And the ultimate safe haven, of course, is owning physical gold or physical silver. They've been around for 5,000 years. They've been proven to preserve purchasing power over that long period of time. And the other thing, of course, is that when you own them, you don't have what's called counterparty risk. You have money that's outside the banking system. You're not dependent upon any government or any money. The value of the monetary value of that gold and silver comes from the market, because the market has used gold and silver as money for thousands and thousands of years.
Well, one of the arguments as well to holding gold and silver is, it doesn't earn you any interest. But now when we look around the world, especially in Europe, we have negative interest rates almost across the board. And that's one thing that I want to explore further with you. As you and I are both right now in Europe. Well, you're actually in the UK, so we all know what's going on there. The banking situation here, and especially some of the people I've talked to on my trip, it is in almost worse shape than we get the idea of back home in North America. Can you discuss what you're seeing?
Yeah, it is in worse shape. It's worse shape than it was in 2007 for the simple reason that there's so much more debt today in the system, and a lot of this is unpayable. There are a couple of potential flashpoints here in Europe. A lot of people are talking about Deutsche Bank, whose share price is at a all-time low, and its market cap to book value, in other words, how much the market perceives the quality of that book value or the equity of the bank, is only 25%. That's also at an all-time low. But I'm probably more concerned about what's going on in Italy. 19% of the loans in the Italian banking system are what's called non-performing. They're substandard. They're not meeting their obligations the way they're supposed to, which is far greater than the total amount of capital within the Italian banks. And what the ECB is doing is trying to keep these banks open by keeping them liquid, but there are a lot of losses that have to be taken, and that means one of two things: either taxpayers bail out the bank, or the depositors bail in the bank. You know, bail in is what happened in Cyprus and what happened in Greece. And I think that this banking crisis in Europe is really bubbling up to the surface. I think that's going to have a global impact given the size of the European banking system.
Now, James, it seems like these either bail in or bail out, whichever road they go down, it is almost, in a sense, even kicking the can further down the road, is it not?
Yes, but the can is no longer can. It's a 2-ton boulder. I don't think they can kick it any further, Corey.
Well, they're definitely going to keep trying, it seems like, because we even hear rumors coming, I believe, out of the UK now, Mark Carney, saying that they are going to be very much focused on their domestic economy now with this Brexit potentially moving forward whenever they decide to move forward with it, which to me just continues to mean these loose money policies.
That's exactly right. They only have one answer to every problem. They just print, print, print. You know, they lower interest rates and print some more. And what that means is ultimately you've got a lot of inflation in the pipeline. I mean, even look at crude oil prices. You know, last year we had falling commodity prices, and that kept inflation relatively tame. But crude oil is back up to $48, $50 a barrel from $28 earlier this year. That's 80%. That's going to be reflected in the inflation numbers going forward. And we never really saw any deflation in the price of, education, property taxes, insurance services, and stuff like that. So when you add commodity price inflation on top of services inflation, I think what we're going to be looking at is much more inflation as we go toward the end of the year. And what's worrying, Corey, is it's going to be combined with a recession because we've got slowing economic activity, which reminds me of what happened in the 1970s. Back then, we called it stagflation, stagnant economy and rising inflation. And that's, I think, what we're headed for. And that means you definitely want to own physical precious metals to give yourself some protection and diversification in your own personal portfolio.
Now, just by saying stagflation, that is what we've been talking about with Chris Temple for quite a while. But then also touching back on this inflation being helped along by the metals prices, we can even look at the base metals, who, even though it's been a much choppier road up, are performing quite well from the start of the year. And with all these other data points that we have coming in, I am also concerned about these inflation numbers picking up, and it sounds like you are as well.
Yeah, exactly. And we can see it also in the share prices of the mining companies. You know, they've been doing wonderfully well this year because they're starting to generate a lot of cash flow from higher commodity prices. And I expect that that cash flow is going to continue to increase as commodity prices continue to rise as we move toward the end of the year.
Now, James, let's switch over. Let's talk about what's going on with gold money, BitGold, essentially. What is happening with that company? You guys must be seeing some more interest flow in, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're continuing to grow and expand. We now have over 1 million accounts in over 150 different countries worldwide. We made a big decision recently, Corey, that we're combining the two brands together, we're going to go forward just under the Gold Money brand. And what was previously known as BitGold is going to be called Gold Money Personal. So it's the same, you know, services, same fees and opportunity to, you know, buy physical precious metals, but it's all going to be consolidated under the Gold Money brand. It's sort of a logical conclusion, you know, 1 year on from the acquisition or the merger of the two companies, to go that way. And we're looking forward to, you know, continuing to expand the company in a variety of different new ways and offer more innovative services, to our customers so that they can continue to use gold either through their gold debit card or, if they're outside of the United States, through gold-to-gold payments. Plus, we've opened a whole new business business side of gold money so that you can start doing payrolls in gold and things of that nature.
Now, it is important for people to understand that the company will be called Gold Money moving forward. I know that we've had many comments on our blog referring to the company as BitGold, but I thank you for clearing that up, James. A final comment. You did mention how companies can now will start using this gold money as a payroll service. Have there been more companies signing on to at least offer a sort of payment program with the Gold Money debit card?
Yeah, the interest has been good. It's only started, you know, just several weeks ago. And what we intend to do is continue to grow and develop that particular part of the business. What we're hoping particularly is the mining companies will be continue to sign on so that consultants to mining companies or employees of mining companies can receive their salaries or their consulting fees in gold. I mean, we pay gold to a number of our employees in gold money, and they're very happy with it, you know, given the fact that, you know, gold is doing so well and they can use gold very easily and efficiently as a global currency. So I think the mining companies will benefit from this as well.
Now, real quick, James, has there still been a little bit of pushback from U.S. policymakers into letting gold money function in their system?
Well, you can use your Gold Money debit card in the United States, and what we're in the process of doing is going state by state, getting approval to operate, you know, Gold Money in the different states. We're already approved in Texas and Colorado, so residents in those two states can actually use gold as a form of payment. But we're in the process of applying in the other 50 states. It's a long process. We're eventually going to get there, but it's going to take a little bit of time so that gold money can be used domestically within the U.S. as well.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.